Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. On Tuesday, the Large Hadron Collider was turned on once again. After 3 years of being turned off for upgrades and maintenance, the world's largest particle accelerator immediately let scientists observe 3 exotic particles for the first time ever. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC, is now up and running and breaking records for the highest energy particle collisions ever performed. It's all pretty exciting, with teams of scientists searching for more information on dark matter and the so-called God particle, the Higgs boson. This particle is named after physicist Peter Higgs, who, in 1964, along with 5 other scientists in 3 teams, proposed the Higgs mechanism, a way that some particles can acquire mass. But of course, some conspiracy theorists out there have concerns that the collider will open a gateway to hell or a parallel dimension from which there is no return. The LHC is operated by CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. CERN has always been the subject of various conspiracy theories, from the creation of black holes to human sacrifices on its grounds. It appears that this year's conspiracy theorists have been watching a little too much Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, as the rumours have all centred around the opening of a portal to another dimension. Being generous, you could guess that the alternate dimension theories are based on the idea that the LHC could, in theory, detect evidence for extra dimensions. How could we test for extra dimensions? One option would be to find evidence of particles that can exist only if extra dimensions are real, CERN explains on their website. Theories that suggest the existence of extra dimensions predict that there would be heavier versions of standard particles in other dimensions. These heavier versions of particles would have exactly the same properties as standard particles, and so be visible to our detectors, but with a greater mass. Another possibility is that the LHC could produce extremely temporary and incredibly miniature black holes. The appearance of these microscopic black holes could tell us about the existence of extra dimensions. However, they are not anything that will engulf the planet and would collapse in on themselves in about 10 to the minus 27 seconds. On Tuesday, the Large Hadron Collider was turned on once again. After 3 years of being turned off for upgrades and maintenance, the world's largest particle accelerator immediately let scientists observe three exotic particles for the first time ever. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC, is now up and running and breaking records for the highest energy particle collisions ever performed. It's all pretty exciting, with teams of scientists searching for more information on dark matter and the so-called God particle, the Higgs boson. This particle is named after physicist Peter Higgs, who, in 1964, along with five other scientists in three teams, proposed the Higgs mechanism, a way that some particles can acquire mass. But of course, some conspiracy theorists out there have concerns that the collider will open a gateway to hell or a parallel dimension from which there is no return. The LHC is operated by CERN, the European Organisation for Nuclear Research. CERN has always been the subject of various conspiracy theories, from the creation of black holes to human sacrifices on its grounds. It appears that this year's conspiracy theorists have been watching a little too much Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, as the rumours have all centred around the opening of a portal to another dimension. Being generous, you could guess that the alternate dimension theories are based on the idea that the LHC could, in theory, detect evidence for extra dimensions. How could we test for extra dimensions? One option would be to find evidence of particles that can exist only if extra dimensions are real, CERN explains on their website. Theories that suggest the existence of extra dimensions predict that there would be heavier versions of standard particles in other dimensions. These heavier versions of particles would have exactly the same properties as standard particles, and so be visible to our detectors, but with a greater mass. Another possibility is that the LHC could produce extremely temporary and incredibly miniature black holes. The appearance of these microscopic black holes could tell us about the existence of extra dimensions. However, they are not anything that will engulf the planet and would collapse in on themselves in about 10 to the minus 27 seconds.
You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. Visitors have flocked to a zoo in eastern China's Zhejiang province after a video of one of its bears went viral, with some suggesting she looked so human she could be a staff member in a bear suit. Attendance numbers at Hangzhou Zoo have risen by 30% since a video of the Malayan bear named Angela became a trending topic on Chinese social media. The zoo has sought to deny the speculations in posts on social media, saying that Angela is definitely not a human. Visitors have flocked to a zoo in eastern China's Zhejiang province after a video of one of its bears went viral, with some suggesting she looked so human she could be a staff member in a bear suit. Attendance numbers at Hangzhou Zoo have risen by 30% since a video of the Malayan bear named Angela became a trending topic on Chinese social media. The zoo has sought to deny the speculations in posts on social media, saying that Angela is definitely not a human. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. The Wright brothers may lay claim to making the first controlled, heavier-than-air manned flight in 1903, but they were by no means the first humans to take to the skies. Perhaps the most significant aviation breakthrough occurred in 1783, when the Montgolfier brothers successfully orchestrated the manned flight of a hot air balloon in France. In a short space of time, manned hot air balloons became so ubiquitous that they were used for observational military purposes during the French Revolutionary Wars. The first recorded use in this way occurred during the Battle of Fleurus in 1794. The Wright brothers may lay claim to making the first controlled, heavier-than-air manned flight in 1903, but they were by no means the first humans to take to the skies. Perhaps the most significant aviation breakthrough occurred in 1783, when the Montgolfier brothers successfully orchestrated the manned flight of a hot air balloon in France. In a short space of time, manned hot air balloons became so ubiquitous that they were used for observational military purposes during the French Revolutionary Wars. The first recorded use in this way occurred during the Battle of Fleurus in 1794. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9.
Picture the scene. You are a medieval lawyer getting your client ready for court. Your client has been accused of the most heinous of crimes, witchcraft, after claims that they laid an egg. To complicate matters further, your client is a chicken. This is what happened in Basel in 1474, when a rooster was sentenced to be burned alive for the heinous and unnatural crime of laying an egg, after a number of eggs were found in his enclosure. The subsequent execution was witnessed by an immense crowd of townsmen and peasants. Picture the scene. You are a medieval lawyer getting your client ready for court. Your client has been accused of the most heinous of crimes, witchcraft, after claims that they laid an egg. To complicate matters further, your client is a chicken. This is what happened in Basel in 1474, when a rooster was sentenced to be burned alive for the heinous and unnatural crime of laying an egg, after a number of eggs were found in his enclosure. The subsequent execution was witnessed by an immense crowd of townsmen and peasants.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10.
A Buddhist monk in Japan has completed a grueling 9-day ritual known as Doiri. During this endurance ritual, Kogen Kamahori chanted the mantra of the Buddhist deity Akala 100,000 times, while denying himself food and drink or even lying down. He belongs to a sect which believes that carrying out the Doiri makes you the living incarnation of Akala, a powerful warrior, wisdom king, who protects the faithful with a flaming sword. A Buddhist monk in Japan has completed a grueling 9-day ritual known as Doiri. During this endurance ritual, Kogen Kamahori chanted the mantra of the Buddhist deity Akala 100,000 times, while denying himself food and drink or even lying down. He belongs to a sect which believes that carrying out the Doiri makes you the living incarnation of Akala, a powerful warrior, wisdom king, who protects the faithful with a flaming sword.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11.
Chinese scientists have discovered that animals may be able to detect chemical changes in groundwater which precedes a quake. That's why they have set up 7 observation centres at zoos and will be watching for changes in behaviour among thousands of animals, which might be a sign of an imminent tremor. Birds can become nervous if their tails are wagging like a dog's. You should pay attention, said the lead scientist. But the occasional bit of oddness from one chicken doesn't necessarily spell trouble. So groups of animals are being observed. Chinese scientists have discovered that animals may be able to detect chemical changes in groundwater which precedes a quake. That's why they have set up 7 observation centres at zoos and will be watching for changes in behaviour among thousands of animals, which might be a sign of an imminent tremor. Birds can become nervous. If their tails are wagging like a dog's, you should pay attention, said the lead scientist. But the occasional bit of oddness from one chicken doesn't necessarily spell trouble. So groups of animals are being observed.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
You may have seen the video circulating on social media of what appears to be a shark swimming down a street in southwest Florida. Well, it may actually be the first confirmed disaster movie-esque street shark. Low-resolution cell phone footage appears to show a shark-like fish in the suburban floodwaters of Florida after Hurricane Ian battered the state. What can't be verified yet is whether the creature seen is really a shark. Most of the experts range from ambivalent to cautious in their replies, but George Burgess, former director of the Florida Museum of Natural History, said it indeed appears to be a juvenile shark. You may have seen the video circulating on social media of what appears to be a shark swimming down a street in southwest Florida. Well, it may actually be the first confirmed disaster movie-esque street shark. Low-resolution cell phone footage appears to show a shark-like fish in the suburban floodwaters of Florida after Hurricane Ian battered the state. What can't be verified yet is whether the creature seen is really a shark. Most of the experts range from ambivalent to cautious in their replies, but George Burgess, former director of the Florida Museum of Natural History, said it indeed appears to be a juvenile shark.
End of the listening section.